This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. My name's Scott. Todd's here. Kevin's here. Daniel's here. A lot of folks waiting to serve you. Get you right on the radio. Tell us what's on your mind. Simple as a phone call. 24/7, you can call the Buffalo Hotline from Oasis Petroleum. We're going to need a lot of the Buffalo spirit, folks. A lot of the Buffalo spirit to get out of this mess. And we're, as usual, paying for the sins of people a long way away. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I just want to know when running to the grocery store stops feeling like I'm making a supply run on The Walking Dead, you know?
Yeah.
When can that be over?
Well, at least you can go. How about this? You can't vote. So you can stand in line.
Right?
You can stand in line for some Cloverdale summer sausage, but I can't stand in line to vote. What? I what in the world?
I want to know when I'm supposed to go to the bank and where or not wear my mask. I mean, you know, do you ever think you'd see the day where you're supposed to wear a mask in a bank?
Right.
A good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, because most of the doors are locked on the banks. You know, I mean, like, oh my gosh. I don't want to make light of any of this because there are individuals that we all probably know that are some way impacted from this. They have a loved one or whatever coronavirus. And if I had a situation where I was compromised in any way health wise at risk, I would be very, very concerned, very worried. And I don't, you know, we ought to be concerned for them. Same with the elderly folks and those that are at risk. But at some point, I think we have to realize that the worm has turned. And it's turned from what we were told initially. And I'm telling you, I bought in 100% on this. 100%. If you want to be critical of me, that's fine. But I said, look, we cannot get to a position in the United States of America where we have people dying because they aren't the preferred one to go in the hospital bed. Right? Okay, let's see. We have two critical patients. We have one bed. Which one goes? Well, come on. Right? So, based on models, based on the idea that our healthcare system was going to be, tested, maxed out, and get in that position, which, by the way, did happen in New York City, not even to the extent they thought, but it did happen, and certainly Italy was what woke me up. Wow, look what's happening there. But whatever. I don't think it does any good to sit here and say, why didn't we do this? Why didn't we see this? Where was that model different? To me, we are where we are, and we ought to do what we do better. And in my mind, the worm has turned to the sense, let's protect the most vulnerable. Let's not protect everybody, because everybody doesn't need protecting. Any more than you can't protect everybody on the highway from a car accident. You can't protect everybody from getting heart disease. You know, you can't run around and say, no bacon for you. No bacon for you. Because you get heart disease. You people have to make their own choices. That's life. Now, and also I think there can be a culture where we say, oh, you could die. Okay. How is that different than what we all know is going to happen at some point? I mean, I don't want anybody to die, prematurely. I don't want anybody to die recklessly, anything else. But look, if you run around afraid that you're going to die, you're not living life.
But isn't it amazing how fast so many people bought into that?
Terrible. It's darn scary.
It's mind-blowing.
And I hope it was a wake-up call and a drill to find out how to never do it again.
Amen, brother. Amen.
You know, but here's the deal. I just think it's time for us to say, okay, this doesn't make sense. And if you want to explain to me, I'll listen. I'll be respectful, but I'm going to tell you it doesn't make sense. And I'll just pick voting because we have a ballot's being mailed out today. People are voting. You can request a ballot if you haven't yet until May 31st for next month's primary. And Grand Forks, North Dakota right now, you can't vote any other way than by mailing it in. So I can stand in line for groceries. I can stand in line for about anything you can imagine right now, take out food or whatever, but I can't go vote. That's plain dumb. That makes no sense whatsoever. That has to be challenged. Now, I know there's a couple of in-person polling places. Kudos to people who had the leadership to say, no, we're going to give that option, too. We're going to give that option, too. Those are the things to me that are really, really dumb. I don't know all the particulars of this, and I'm going to check into it, but I heard today from a family that has a son going to UND next year. All excited about it. His buddy's getting ready to go. They had, four in a suite and, two per room and everything else. And they found out today, no, it's going to be one person, not four. So you take a four-person suite down to one person, is what I understand. Now, that's in, what, August? Right? When school's back? I mean, seriously, two freshman college kids? Can't three, four? I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I don't get it. Anyway, I got off on a little of a tangent there on the Be the Buffalo Spirit. The point is this. We have a mess on our hands. Do you have the Jerome Powell cut? I'm not exactly the kind of guy that goes around quoting Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve Board, because he's a bit of a, establishment type and very wonky and, all of that. But he made a comment about the impact of the economy and what's happened that really knocked me over earlier today. Do you have it, Kev? All right, we're still looking for it, but it's something to the effect of the amount of people making $40,000 a year and less that have lost their livelihood as a result of this is just beyond anybody's comprehension. So how do you come back from that? You come back from that with a Be the Buffalo Spirit. A Be the Buffalo Spirit. That's how you come back from that. What's that mean, Scott? What does the buffalo do when the storm's coming? Most people, most animals run away from the storm. They're getting out of harm's way. The buffalo goes into the storm. That's what we're going to have to do, and that's why our friends at Oasis Petroleum have had this Be the Buffalo hotline, which is well-timed for what we're doing. They thought they'd gone through the storm of all storms last go-around with the Great Recession, but it's even worse now. That was just a little bit of a trial run. That's what it's going to take for the entire oil industry, for agriculture, for everything. Absolutely everything. So, we're here to help. You tell us what's on your mind. Call us on that Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776, 24/7. KFIRE 550, 258-0550, AM 1100, The Flag, 271-1100. Gets you to the same place. Same with our KTGO listeners. KLTC listeners, 800-228-0550. Couple things that I'll tell you about that we're going to talk about on the show today. In a few minutes, we'll talk with the president of the Long-Term Care Association, Shelley Peterson, a little bit about whether or not we can take the majority of the resources, focus them on those at risk, including family members, so they can see their family. An amazing call yesterday from that nurse telling the stories of the pain that's causing. We've got to do this better. We've got to do it smarter. We also have North Dakota State Auditor candidate Tom Beadle joining us. That race statewide is kind of the race, the auditor's race, that everybody's watching. Not much else on the statewide level at all in the primary. Obviously, a lot of local races that are going on that are important. I wish I lived, what district is that Al Anderson is in? Al Anderson is a candidate for the legislature in Bismarck, maybe Mandan. I can't remember which district it is, but maybe both. Anyway, that would be a great addition to the state legislature. Al's a dandy, so remember that when you get your ballot. They're being mailed out today, I guess. So you'll see him soon. If you haven't requested one yet, you have until May 31. May 31. Okay? All right. We found the Powell cut, but I'm close to a break time here, so I'm going to go to John and Minot first to find out what's on your mind. John, go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, I was just calling, we used to be, what was it, home of the brave, land of the free, or maybe it was just the opposite. But we've lost our bravery a lot. But I want to ask you, when is KFIRE staff going to get back to normal, get back in the studio, get back out on the road? It's, we need to.
Right here.
What's up?
I'm right here. Todd is talking to you from the K-Fire studio.
Right, but I mean, a lot of your staff, I'm talking about the staff in general, you know, and I'm not knocking you, but we have to lead from the front. You know,
Todd, you can answer this, Todd, but I don't think you make that decision. I don't think the Charlie Thomas makes that decision. Isn't that
owned by a corporation, be it radio, be it any industry, a lot of times that decision is made by some other people in some other state. I'm sure they're going to be listening to us. My guess, wild guess on my part, my guess is it'll be kind of a market-by-market thing. And I would think, based on the numbers we'd be early on in that process, and I think it's probably going to happen soon. Wild guess on my part. I don't have any information.
No, I just wanted to bring it up. You know.
I take your point, John. I mean, this is part of being normal. I mean, obviously, KFAR is part of the fabric of a lot of people's daily lives. And when you hear Phil Parker sitting at home, you say, "Gosh, why can't he get back in the studio?" I'm sure they all want to.
For what it's worth, I've been here every single day since this all started. Weekends are good.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. Live from the PetroServe USA studios today. That reminds me, I'm kind of hungry. I don't know about you. Why is it that I say...
If you bring up butter and caramel rolls one more time, you're going to have to start having some sent to me at 3500 East Rosser.
I had one yesterday up in Grand Forks. They fabulous, do. Fabulous.
See if they can get them to deliver some over here. And
lunch specials today if you're traveling 94. Stop in Valley City, PetroServe USA. There is Swedish meatballs or lasagna. 12th Avenue North, the Fargo location. They have a chef's choice, Seaman Hardwood. Good surprise. That's worth stopping. And then Swedish meatballs at the West Main Avenue Fargo location. Remember, all lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Check out PetroServe USA for all the specials, including two Pizza Corner pizzas for $12. World famous giant sunflower seeds, $1.29. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Mountain Dew, buy two, get one free. Load up. Exactly. Or the 4 for $4 special, the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, $4. That's a meal. I love it. Okay, play Jay Powell for me, because this I think, sort of encapsulates the damage from what we've done and what we have to build back from when we had the greatest economy ever. Listen to this.
We like the place we are. We've said that we'll keep our rates where they are until we're confident that the economy has weathered the effects of the outbreak and is on track to achieve our goals. So that's where we are. We're leaving. We're not changing that guidance today. This time now is going to be a time of sharp contraction in economic activity, high unemployment. Personal consumption expenditures have declined sharply, business investment as well, unemployment moved up. We're going to see economic data for the second quarter that's worse than any data we've seen for the economy. We were in a place only 2 months ago. We were well into beginning the second half of the 11th year is where we were. And every reason to think that it was ongoing. We were hearing from minority, low and moderate income and minority communities that this was the best labor market they'd seen in their lifetime. All the data supported that as well. And it is heartbreaking, frankly, to see that all threatened now. For many years, I've been, long before the Fed, I have long time been an advocate for the need for the United States to return to a sustainable path. From a fiscal perspective at the federal level. We have not been on such a path for some time, which means just means that the debt is growing faster than the economy. This is not the time to act on those concerns. This is the time to use the great fiscal power of the United States to do what we can to support the economy and try to get through this with as little damage to the longer-run productive capacity of the economy as possible.
That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I mean, first of all, it isn't Donald Trump saying it's the greatest economy ever. It's Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, saying it was the greatest economy ever, and we wrecked it.
We were 11 years in, too.
We wrecked it.
Yep.
And we wrecked it because we were led to believe that the potential harm was so great we had to do extreme measures. Now, in hindsight, it wasn't as bad as they predicted. So what do we need to get to work on now? Fixing it and stopping the madness and getting out of that mode where we scared the living daylights out of people and talk facts, numbers. Is there risk in going back to work? Yeah. Probably as much to you driving to work as there is actually at work. So
don't go out your front door because there's a risk there.
You still drive. Man, we've got a job to do. And thankfully, we don't have it as bad here. I mean, where else would you want to live than North Dakota right now? Where else? I mean, Cass County is a problem of North Dakota's, overall landscape. But Cass K is a dream compared to most major cities in this country.
But then you look at Burley County versus Cass, and you think Burley's, like, clean.
Yeah, well, it was close at one point early on as far as the number of cases.
Yeah.
But it certainly now is very obvious that the problem with the COVID-related crisis is in Cass County only, period. So, again, let the Red River Valley Task Force do that. Take all the other assets out there. Take care of those that need the help, long-term care. Dan at Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to talk about the DOJ here, that we need to have Mr. Cramer, Kevin Cramer, to really pound on getting rid of Christopher Wray, that he's a disgrace in holding back a lot of the files that they're needing. And as a positive suggestion, that some of the people that we should accolade with presidential Freedom Medal, That should be going to, like, Sidney Powell, Nunez, Ratcliffe, Jim Jordan, those guys are doing the hard work lifting knowledge out of the depths that this Obamagate crap. I am fed up with it. I want to see a bunch of perp walks going down there. I want to see Comey, Clapper. I don't care how high it goes up. Obama, Yates, any of those people. I am fed up with it.
Kevin will be on a Friday, 9 o'clock hour this week, so just a programming note, a little different time than normal, and certainly that will come up. I'd encourage you to call back and ask anything specifically of him. I think your criticism of Christopher Wray is well-placed. I also think that the FBI director is a national treasure. I mean, I think what he has done, Bill Barr has done, has just been absolutely perfect for one thing, if nothing else, restoring the credibility of these law enforcement entities that are so important to the rule of law. Because right now, they're in the toilet, thanks to people like Jim Comey.
You're definitely correct on that, but there's a long ways to go, because that corruption that is in those agencies just doesn't stop on the seventh floor. It is their sixth floor and fifth floor. They promote those rats all the way up to cover their own trail. You know, look at, I can't even think of Lisa Page and other clown.
Peter Strzok. Yeah, Peter Strzok, as the president says, the lovers. I love when he says that. The lovers. You find me that quote, Kev? Yeah, the lovers. But I take your point, Darren. I do. It's probably more to go. There's no doubt about it. It's the swamp. But you know what? Donald Trump's been proven right on that. Do you remember?
He's been awesome.
Yeah, and do you remember when he talked about the swamp?
He's been awesome on that.
We're going to drain the swamp, when he talked about that. And right after he got elected, Newt Gingrich did an interview, I think, with Laura Ingraham. And she said, do you think he'll really drain the swamp? And he said, this is Newt Gingrich now, I don't think you'll be hearing the president say that very much, because, you know, once you get in office, you got to work with these people and da-da-da. And the president tweeted out within minutes, you're wrong, Newt. And Newt had to apologize, and he's totally lived up to it. Totally lived up to it.
Don't forget, now I forget his name, the guy from New York, the minority leader. But
Chuckie Schumer
also said, yes, that guy also said, remember, 7 days from Sunwood Sunday, those agencies can get back at you, so you better be careful.
He did indeed. He said, I think even a little more specific, he talked about, you never mess with the intelligence apparatus, because they will get back at you. So that's the power they had over Chuck Schumer. Of course, Donald Trump didn't play the game. Great call, Dan. Appreciate it very much. Texture says, Scott, you say it's not as bad as expected, but what if we didn't stay at home? Closed flights. Would it have been as they expected? I don't think so. But we'll talk about that, too, when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the United States is entirely conceivable this fall. Testifying by video call to a Senate hearing, the NIH veteran said states reopening too quickly could make that outbreak worse.
If that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney's contradicting President Trump's claims about success in making more virus testing available, saying he finds the U.S. testing record, as Romney puts it, nothing to celebrate whatsoever. U.S. cases have now exceeded 1,350,000, with more than 80,000 deaths from the virus. Some Democrats in the House are not ready to back a new coronavirus stimulus package yet. Progressive leaders say they need more time to go over the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy. Are you sitting down? I hope you are, because, I don't know, anytime we can tell you about a deal like this, you just want to know. These very often sell before the end of the show, so don't dilly-dally. Our friends at Pucklitz, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Bismarck, and Valley City have quite the deal for you sitting on the lot right now at the Valley City store. That's the Chevy, Buick, GMC store in Bismarck, of course, in Valley City, rather. Chevy, Buick... Let me try this one more time. Pucklitz, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Valley City, and Pucklitz Chevrolet, Bismarck. How about that? There we go. Now, today's deal is at the Valley City showroom, is what I'm trying to tell you. 2014 GMC Sierra pickup truck on all the all-terrain package, leather-heated seats, backup camera, premium wheels, practically brand-new tires, sharp black color, black leather seats. See what I'm telling you about? I mean, that is loaded. Loaded. Okay? 104,000 miles on it, but listen to this price tag. And you know that on a truck, that's like nothing. $24,995 is what they were selling for it for yesterday. Today, $23,750 is yours. Over $1,000 off that truck right now, and that'll last you a lifetime. Call them at 800-401-4352 or online, PucklitzValleyCity.com, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. And Pucklitz. Chevy, North Dakota's home for Chevy
in Bismarck.
Okay, let's get to our next. There's two things I want to do before I go to our guest. I want to remind you that Governor Doug Burgum today is at the White House. He will be participating in a Oval Office meeting with the president, followed by a Rose Garden press conference that'll happen at about 3 o'clock our time. We will cover it live. Right, Todd? Here I am speaking for Todd stations, not just ours.
Yeah. See, now you understand what it's like to work in a corporation.
Somebody else tells
you, you'll be doing this.
But I just assume.
You know, it's not like you and Fargo. You guys own your place, and you and Steve just, we're going to do whatever we feel like doing. You know, you are the top of the ladder there.
Well, you get that approved by the end of the show so we can promote it. I just thought for sure you want the gov and the president.
We're on it. I can
You're
do
on it.
It. I can make that decision.
He made
I
the
just
decision.
Think it's hilarious that you just decided.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to, so I caught myself.
No,
anyway,
that's fine.
Let's see, your F-16 flyover. These have been happening, Blue Angels, Thunderbirds around the country, coming close to us. For those of you in western North Dakota, darn close to us in eastern North Dakota, because western Minnesota today will host F-16s flying over Moorhead to salute COVID-19 essential workers. Pretty cool. That's going to happen today between 11:40 and 11:55 a.m. They'll be flying west to east. West to east. Flyover will happen to the Sanford Moorhead Clinic between 11:40 and 11:55 today. Why'd you know that? All right. Our next guest is the president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association, Shelley Peterson. Shelley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be with you this morning.
And speaking of flyovers and events honoring essential workers, we really appreciate everything those in the long-term care industry do day in and day out, providing wonderfully for our loved ones. So thank you for all the good hard work through this very challenging time.
Thank you so much. And this week happens to be Nursing Home Week, and so we're celebrating all long-term care facilities in North Dakota. There are 218 of them providing care and services to, on a daily basis, just under 10,000 people. So, yeah, the staff out there, which number probably 16,000 full and part-time, are doing a tremendous job during this pandemic. Thank you so much.
You bet. I remember my first visit to a nursing home was to wave at my grandfather, who I barely remember because I was very little, through a window. Because he was too sick for us to go in through a window. Ironic that that's happening now. Ray Hannon in a nursing home in Madison, Minnesota. And then later, my mom's grandparents, her parents, our grandparents, were in a nursing home in Canby, Minnesota, and spent a lot of time there. That would be my first experience with the nursing homes. But I find them very, very, very different and almost like, okay, nursing home doesn't seem like the right word. These are homes, right? These are apartments with a lot of services there. Yeah. It's really amazing what's happened in senior care.
It is. When we look at the care that's being delivered today and the intensity of the care, it is different from many years ago when you and I were growing up. When we look at residents that are in facilities, when we discharge, we look at 48% of them in a nursing facility go back home or to a lower level of care. So many are going home, many are being rehabbed, but then there is that population that they come in at the very end of life. It is their last part of their life. And they have either advanced dementia and are having a lot of difficulty with that disease, and or very strokes and unable to return to life as they knew it. So this becomes their home away from home. And they really generally have been a very active place with engaged communities, engaged family members. So this period that we're going through now of social isolation and no visitation, we recognize is so hard on residents, is so hard on families. But the staff that are there when families can't be there are really doing a tremendous job. None of them have been furloughed. They're working nonstop. They're picking up extra shifts. They're staying in contact with families to let them know how their loved one is doing. But as you know, you can never replace that touch of the family, that visit from the family, and we know that that is tremendously hard. And we're trying to come up with ideas on what further we can do to help families and residents during this period.
Well, if anybody wants to share their ideas today, they certainly can call 258-0550, Bismarck Mandan, 271-1100, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, and, of course, toll-free from anywhere at 800-228-0550, or text me at 701-367-2054. So let me start with an idea.
Sure.
It looks to me, As the ultimate armchair quarterback here, that as I dig into the numbers, to the extent North Dakota has a COVID problem, challenge, it is overwhelmingly in congregate care. Fair statement?
I don't think so. I'm going to argue with you on that one. When we look at the numbers of people that we normally have die on a regular basis, and we're just updating our numbers now, I'm supposed to have new survey data by tomorrow at midnight. But on an average basis, based on looking at past history, we think we have around, just in nursing facilities, on average, 260 deaths a month. So people, that end of life care, generally when, many years ago when people died, you died in the hospital setting. We're dying more so in a long-term care setting, as families generally provide years of care. And then at the end, when they just can't do it and they need that extra help, they're moving to a nursing facility and or it's a rehab center, as I said. But when we look at the number that have tested positive and the number that have recovered, and, that's what's missing on the governor's dashboard, on the DHS, on the website. they don't have the number that are recovered. I mean, we have facilities now that are COVID-free. Now, absolutely, yes, there's more of an outbreak in the Fargo area, but the vast majority of those people are staff, not residents. We're asking and working with the governor's office now on being more transparent in that data, really getting all the data that's out there on the number that are recovered. You know, the number that have died. Last time I looked at the number that had died, it was 23. And my computer has frozen up this morning, so I haven't been able to get in and look. And so when I looked at 23 over this period of the pandemic versus what we normally have for a death rate, it's very, very low. And then when I look at the number from facilities that are saying that they're recovered residents without symptoms, that never had any symptoms, we're doing exceptionally well. And I think it's a tribute to using PPE, the lack of visitation, which has been so hard, social isolation, those things that North Dakota implemented in early March before the executive order, and before CMS came out with guidance, we were doing that. Facilities were really working hard to do that.
And that's interesting data, certainly is, but I agree. I think that's just a product of a very low death rate, but to the extent, I think when I looked last, 80% of the deaths were from nursing homes. Now, it's a low total number, and you're saying, against 260 on average total per month to have whatever we have in total numbers, 20-something, is low. I'll grant you that, no doubt about it. But I'll rephrase my question to say this. If someone gets COVID-19 that is a resident of a nursing home, their chances of dying are much higher than everybody else. So to the extent we want to reduce the amount of COVID deaths and certainly COVID cases, I am of the opinion we should take the vast majority of our resources and use them as bubbles around congregate care to make sure staff and family, obviously residents, are tested, but get family back with them and get some kind of apparatus where we're testing so you know, okay, I'm here today, you're good, you're not good. So you're doing it more. You're not just doing it, well, I was tested 10 days ago, so I'm good now. You do it, you don't get in unless you're clean. Period. Is that realistic? Can that be done?
Oh, that's a great question, and we would love to be able to allow families in because we know their resident is missing them, their family member is missing them. So, yes, we have a very high risk factor. It's a risk population because of our underlying medical conditions as well as our age. And when we look at the age of the population, we have one of the oldest populations in North Dakota, in the nation, compared to the rest. So they are at very high risk. You're absolutely right. But given that we're having such a low rate, yes, we're doing great in protecting and putting a bubble around them. We would love to be able to look at some process that we could have family visitation. We have one facility that just developed compassionate care policies, and I thought they looked good. It's still putting all the protective measures in place. We brought up the issue of testing families, and that hasn't gone anywhere yet. But as you know, that test is good for that day. You could test negative that day and the next day be positive because of your contact with other people. So, we have to also check for symptoms. We have to also wear masks. So I think there are a number of protective things we could put in place, but we'd love to be able to see something where we could have
the presence of family. Yeah, no,
I think
otherwise you're doing more harm than good by how we're doing it, in my mind. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Mike has a question, too, for you, and others, welcome. We are chatting with the president of the Long-Term Care Association, North Dakota, Shelley Peterson. And I don't want to be critical of our overall testing. I think Governor Burgum, going to the White House today, has quite the story to tell about how North Dakota's done it better than most. I mean, we're outpacing the big, big states in the percentage of our population that we're testing. Is unbelievable. But now it's time for the next level. More after this. Don't go away.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 29 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sitting there, selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she...
11 before the top of the hour. Just saw a text in the break that said Thomas Beadle is a candidate for treasurer. I knew that, but evidently I said auditor. So I don't know why I said that. I just I had auditor in my brain, I guess. I don't know why. So anyway, Thomas Beadle, candidate for the state auditor position, will join us in the last segment today, and he is, oh, it's a state auditor. No wonder it's on my sheet. I can blame somebody else now. Yeah, I'm just reading like a robot here. Treasurer, that's why. Okay, all right. That's why I messed it up. I couldn't have possibly done it. No, sir, no way. Anyway, treasurer candidate Thomas Beadle at 10:30. We're going to talk to Dan Johnson as well. Let's see, probably early next week. I was up in Grand Forks yesterday and did an interview with Bruce Jovig on his book, Innovative Entrepreneurs of North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. Get that book. It is amazing. How many hundred stories are in here about North Dakota entrepreneurs and the folks in the North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota that have had 150 years of impact? Hiram Drockey, a national treasure in ag innovation and writing the history, and Bruce Jobig wrote this. I guess there were 64 stories, but it felt like hundreds. And they're all good. They're all really, really good. I mean, they're just amazing. So we talked a little bit about Steffes Corporation, Fargo Assembly, Sigco Research and Seeds 2000 and Giant Seed, our buddy Jay Shuler, Gary Tharelson, Doug Burgum, Jack Dalrymple, the farm out there. Phil Giese at Edgewood, that's a great story. Unbelievable. Michael Chambers at Eldeveron, Ron Stordahl, DigiKey. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and it's really good. So anyway, we're working on scheduling that interview soon, too, so be listening for that on the program coming soon. Okay? Okay. MyPillow is one of our fine sponsors today, and MyPillow is, of course, the invention of the one and only Mike Lindell, who has an amazing story. In his new book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, is a great read. It's a great life story as well. If you order it today at MyPillow.com using promo code Scott at the checkout, you're going to get a $25 gift card from MyPillow. So you buy the book and you get $25 in MyPillow products free. Plus, there's lots of buy one, get one deals, too. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back with our conversation with Shelley Peterson, president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association. Mike had a question for you somewhere in South Dakota. Go ahead, Mike. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
First of all, I just want to say I understand how hard the job is, and this thing has just made it harder because I had my father and my mother at home taking care of them with a newborn, and it took all day long every day, and I understand most places are understaffed the way it is, and with this COVID in their rooms, feeding them in their rooms, it's changed everything. But it's been 2 months since I've seen my mother, and they keep telling me they're going by federal guidelines or whatever guidelines. I don't know if someone passed a law or what they did, but I don't understand how anybody can keep going down this road, because there's husbands that haven't seen their wives and kids haven't seen their mom and dad, and it is going to be devastating. I had a friend that lost his mother. They wouldn't let him see her. She died, and then they let him come in with gloves and mask to take her stuff out. I don't understand how people can work with my mother. They go home at night, see their family, go to the grocery store, go to Walmart, go to Menards on the weekend, then come back and work with a glove and mask, but I can't go in and see her for 10 minutes just to say hello. It boggles my mind. Can she answer that?
I can try. I have great empathy for what you're going through. It is tremendously difficult. My mother died a year ago in a facility, and I don't know how I would have been during this pandemic with not being able to see my mom. I get it. But you offer a great question on why are we doing what we're doing and who's dictating it? Who is behind it? Why are we doing this? At this point in time, there are two entities that govern what nursing facilities can do. The first one is the federal government, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. That's where all the states get their Medicaid money, half of the funding for nursing facilities in North Dakota and in your state. But CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, came out with very clear guidance in March, in early March, that dictated that no visitation for families and a restrict entry of non-essential individuals. And we were hoping that this very strict guidance would let up a little bit so we could begin those visits back with families, which we see as essential too. But just yesterday, CMS reinforced the message again to our state saying absolutely not. And in their written message that they came out in a couple of weeks ago, they said, you know, CMS, the federal government, understands nursing home residents derive incredible value from regular visits. However, CMS, in consultation with infectious disease experts at the CDC with on-the-ground experience, include that because of age, disability, these people are extremely high risk for illness, hospitalization, and death. So then they concluded, therefore, it's critical nursing homes restrict visitation and entry of non-essential. So we get it, but the federal government is absolutely doing what they believe is in the best interest of protecting life, loss of life, as well as Governor Burgum did come out with an executive order in April saying the same thing. But we, quality of life makes a difference, family makes a difference, and everyone is struggling with this. And when is the end in sight?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, there's more than 60% of COVID deaths have come from nursing homes nationwide. So I understand where the CDC is coming from here. What I don't understand is why they treat North Dakota like they do Minnesota, that has 81%.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
For years, Pecklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.